I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
One and done.
Tremendous imaging on the segment.
We got it. We got it.
It's a football Friday, if you will. Why not? It's a preseason football Friday.
It is.
I still don't like saying football is back. It's not. The Raiders are sitting Trey Tucker. You gotta rest Trey Tucker. I actually like Trey Tucker. He's a good player.
I think week one of the preseason is the only time you can legitimately have an argument because it's the first time football games are on TV. Aside from the Hall of Fame game, which sometimes isn't even played, but I would say week one of the preseason you could still argue potentially is one of those times you can say it. After that, it's not until the regular season starts. You can't.
Yep.
We just can't do it. We're omitting the Bills, right, from the AFC as we
do
this?
Yes, we are.
We talk enough about them?
Yeah. And we will talk plenty more about them as well.
It's true.
Well, let's start in the AFC West because we'll start with the Chargers from last night.
Los Angeles Chargers.
I guess I go, what, you're ready to go on all
I'm
these,
ready.
Right?
I've got them all, yeah.
Justin Herbert played yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And that is like, he did not really play. He threw two passes.
He did.
One short one and then another one where he threw it over the guy's head.
Yeah.
And that's it. The Chargers, though, this week lost their center for the year.
That's the big thing for me. Another lineman for Justin Herbert goes down.
That was the playoff game last year. Like, mm-hmm. They just couldn't block. So that ended their season. And those were the tackles. If the tackles stay healthy, then that's, to me, more important. But, yeah, not a great start for the Chargers already losing their center. And Harbaugh continues to give interviews and press conferences where he just seems to be a little off.
He loves Mike McDaniel, though. That's the one thing he'll say in every one of those.
Yeah, a lot of awkward interviews I'm noticing with him lately.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. I still like them to potentially win the division, but
the New York Jets.
We're going to bounce everywhere here.
The New York Jets. Okay, there was a report that they were trying to trade for Mason Rudolph.
Okay.
As a backup option to Geno Smith.
Well, they tried to get Russell Wilson.
Okay,
remember
that? That's right.
They offered him the deal to be Geno's backup, and he said no.
To be the backup, yeah. I mean, right, because he was once the starter with Geno as the backup.
Yes.
Right, that would be funny. So Breece Hall goes down with an injury. They have, though, two good young running backs behind him. Isaiah Davis and Braylon Allen.
Yes.
Braylon Allen is the big one.
Braylon Allen.
Breece Hall, looking back, he was in the same draft class as James Cook. Maybe this is going to come off like a hot take. I actually don't think Breece Hall is a worse running back than James Cook. I think they're pretty similar.
I think the situation is just dire there.
All about situation. Like, you're on the Jets, bad line.
We'll get back.
The Travis Hunter experiment continues.
Yes. Do we think they'll be as good as they were last year?
It's like Kincaid on steroids, talking about like how they're going to use Kincaid, and I can't figure out what they want to do. Hunter is that times 100.
Yeah.
Like, what do they really want from this? And it's a lot to figure out. I do think they're going to be as good as they were last year because I've mentioned this before, but they are the only team right now that I have a NFL futures bet on.
Oh.
I have them to win the AFC.
This season?
Yeah. At pretty long odds. But I was on record last playoffs. I thought the best two teams in the AFC were the Bills and the Jaguars, and I still believe they were the two best teams.
Yeah,
the Bills should have beat Denver, and the Jags gave them a fight all the way to the end. And I think if the Jags had played the Patriots or the Broncos, they would have won.
Yeah, I agree.
They'll never see it tested, but they're at least as good as those teams, in my opinion.
We win Browns.
Talked a lot about
did.
The Browns
we
yesterday.
We
they
did.
Are a... What should I want if I'm Cleveland? I want to go 1-16.
You want to be bad.
I want to be terrible. There are a couple teams in the league I'd want to be terrible if I were you.
Especially with this draft class incoming.
Yep.
It's better than this past year.
The only thing I can't figure out is if I want Monken to stay. And I think my answer is no. I think he's a good sacrificial lamb. You're going to be here for a year. You get a good contract, get a good payday, and...
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Then we'll see you later.
I appreciate him being as honest as he is, though. He'll go up there and tell, if it's bad, he'll let you know everything. Like, yeah. He's not going to hide anything.
But he is not an inspiring coach hire to me. And if I get a top draft pick and a top rookie quarterback, I'm going to want to pair him with somebody different.
Yeah. Sean McDermott?
Ooh. Mm. Would I rather? Yeah, more than Monken.
Yeah. Agreed.
Although I'd want an offensive guy.
New England Patriots.
The Patriots. So yesterday, they had a joint practice with the Eagles this week, which is really interesting because of A.J. Brown.
Yes.
And on Wednesday, A.J. Brown didn't really talk to any of his old Eagles teammates. And
you said Big Dom was the only one that he interacted with?
He shook hands with Big Dom. Then he did a press conference and said that he got asked, I've not talked to Jalen Hurts since the trade, and he was trying to avoid the question. Yesterday, we saw a video of him and Hurts looking like they're having their first conversation since the trade, and it looked friendly and, like, you know, reading lips, tough, right? But,
well, you got those lip readers online that are going to do whatever they want.
Yeah, but it came off like he was saying, hey, man, I'm sorry for all the stuff. Like, it's just, it's gotten out of hand.
Yeah.
And, like, can we just be adults about this? Like, they were laughing, so. That's a conversation we've never seen Allen and Diggs have.
No. Maybe they have behind the scenes. We don't know, but.
Right.
Not in front of the Raiders.
I mentioned they're sitting Trey Tucker yesterday in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
That, if you watch some of the film guys on Trey Tucker, he's a 5'9 perimeter receiver that has crazy speed, that was not a highly drafted player, third round pick, and was more of a returner for a couple years. Last year, more of a receiver. He, I think, is really good. And
yeah.
I think that's a tell. I think he's their number one wide receiver. I mean, Brock Bowers is their number one weapon.
Sure.
And maybe even Genty is second. But their number one wide receiver is Trey Tucker. That's not necessarily that good when you look around the league. I'd rather him be my number two or my number three, more so. But they also paid Jalen Naylor this offseason from the Vikings. And he played last night.
Yeah,
Tucker
didn't.
I think that's a sign that they right now view Tucker in a higher regard.
Yeah, and I'll get in here quick. When Mendoza starts, I think in three games he loses the locker room after he tries a pep speech after they lose three games or whatever.
Tennessee Titans.
You know, that was very effortlessly timed there. I wonder if Joe's giving himself an extra 2 seconds if he's the one talking.
I'm staring at the clock.
We have no way of knowing, unless we're counting on our watch, if he's giving himself any extra time here.
No extra time.
Sorry
for me.
I'm eating into the Titans time with this.
So much to talk
Although,
about.
Although, I don't know what's really happening with the Titans right now. They have an overhauled secondary. I was reading about. They have a new stadium that's on the way.
That's a foot from the old one, literally.
Yeah. I'll say this. Some of these might be fantasy because, you know, we can make this a bit of a fantasy Friday. Tony Pollard is one of the boring picks in your draft that you should make that no one is going to go. You know what everyone's reaction is going to be? I'll take Tony Pollard. Ugh.
Yeah, right.
Tony Pollard.
He's sitting on my bench in a dynasty league.
Guess what, though? He's got four consecutive 1,000-yard seasons, and he just got a better offensive coordinator.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Aaron Rodgers taking photo shoots for his last season.
Yep. He's kind of had a little bit of a redemption arc, if you will, minus going on McAfee and saying all that crap with his family and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So.
He did have a COVID rant, though, recently on ESPN.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Like, he's not.
Maybe
you know,
not. Retract the statement.
Yesterday, we had a Steelers fan call in who said he's excited about the potential of Will Howard being their long-term quarterback.
Yeah.
Not his exact words. And
I was a big Will Howard guy.
I don't.
John Gruden compared him to Josh Allen, and then everyone got all excited about it.
I'm a pretty loyal fan. Like, I can't remember ever changing teams. I've been a Blue Jays fan since I was in T-ball. I've been a Denver Nuggets fan since I was 9 years old. Bills and Sabres, obviously, you would never change.
Yeah.
Liverpool, since I was in college, never changed. If I were a Steelers fan, I think I'd have to consider changing my fandom.
Oh,
I just don't I don't think I could do it.
Oh, man.
I don't think I could live that life.
The Dolphins.
We had yesterday Jeff Hafley, block or no rock, right?
Block or no rock, yeah.
For the wide receivers.
Don't block, no rock.
You know,
I like him.
I was just going to say that. Like, he is giving off McDermott vibes.
Yes,
to me.
He is. The first press conference, he said something, not verbatim, but along the lines of trust the process. And I was like, okay, they got their Sean McDermott to rebuild this thing.
He's a defensive mind, but he's a process guy. He is, I think, probably going to make them more reputable off the field than maybe they were before.
Yeah, hold them accountable a little bit.
It doesn't mean they'll be good.
They got in a big fight yesterday with the Giants.
I saw that. They're going to need talent, and they have none of it right now. But, yeah, I think I'm off to liking him. The Denver Broncos. So Benjamin Albright was on with Mike Shope yesterday, and they were going into it on Davis Webb. Davis Webb is the play caller now, not Sean Payton.
Yes.
And they have more motion in the offense now. They're breaking the huddle quicker. So there are some updated things that are coming to their offense. I think their offense is going to be better than it was last year. Jaylen Waddle added to that mix should make that happen.
If he's healthy, and that's going to be the question there.
But I'm still not a Bo Nix guy. And part of that is you can't just look at the counting stats. You don't even have to look at like EPA per play. All you got to look at is he was, I think, the first quarterback in like 25 years to lead the NFL in attempts and not reach 4,000 yards passing. Like, yards per attempt wasn't there. He almost threw for 4,000 because he threw 600 times. That's not good.
No. No, it's not.
Houston, Texas.
I think them losing Jaden Higgins this week is a big deal. I think that was a good player that was ready for an ascension in year two after a strong rookie season, and they have nothing else at the position that is reliable.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, it's a bad injury when you're excited about the guy and he's young and he's in his second year and he's cheap and he's a starter. It makes it even worse when you just don't have depth behind him.
No.
And I think they will be in the market to sign a guy. I don't know how they couldn't be.
Yeah.
Right now it's Jalen Knoll, Xavier Hutchinson. None of these names are even worth mentioning.
No, they're not. I will say I don't mind the running back room with David Montgomery and Woody Marks. Woody Marks had a solid season last year. David Montgomery coming from Detroit. Stroud, though, if we're going to use aura as a metric, lacks aura. That's like the new thing. Just walking onto the field yesterday, he had nothing. There's nothing to him.
The Cincinnati Bengals.
All right, this week for the Cincinnati Bengals, they've been struggling on offense, I saw.
They have.
In particular, they are running more under center, and that's not something they've done a lot of with Burrow. They've done some of it. They're trying to maybe bleed more like play action and 12 personnel into the offense. Given that they have two star receivers now and they don't really have a solid third guy, so let's do more two tight end stuff. Let's give the ball to Chase Brown and then let's run play action and hit Ja'Marr Chase over the top. So their offense could look a little different this season. We've debated whether Zach Taylor is like a candidate to be fired, and I still just.
Well, did you hear what Joe Burrow was saying yesterday?
What?
Oh, we're out of time. Sorry.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, let's get to that later.
Never know. Enough of the Cyrus Allen hype.
Yes, please.
Fifth round rookie, enough.
Please.
Saw Justin Fields yesterday a little bit.
Mahomes going to start week one more than likely. So.
He's going to start week one. Fields, though, I think you are going to see in red zone packages.
Really?
I think so.
They use him as a running quarterback kind of a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think you're going to see
him in red
zone.
So exactly what the Steelers
stuff.
Did, pretty much?
Similar. The Steelers like to do third and short stuff or fourth and short stuff with him.
Doesn't that get predictable? Like, you know when Mahomes isn't out, you know what to expect. Like, I feel like we're talking about Kincaid making the Bills predictable.
I think the problem when teams do that with a running quarterback is they don't throw the ball enough. They have the guy out there because he's an option to run or throw, but then they only ever run it.
So you use Fields for a little bit of both in red zone. I get what you're saying.
I think coaches are afraid to have the second guy throw it because then why wouldn't you just have the starter throw it?
Sure.
Well, you're doing it for the misdirection.
Yeah, you're playing a mind game.
But then they never do it. So at that point, why not just have a running back?
Indianapolis Colts.
I've been on them this week. I think that's the team I least want to be in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
A
little scary.
Keenan Allen showed up yesterday to practice his first one. He might not have actually practiced, but he arrived at practice yesterday. And, you know, the Keenan Allen signing this week, I think he is maybe underrated in his career. Do you know where he ranks all time in receptions?
Ooh, top 10?
He's 10th all time in receptions.
Yeah.
That's in, excuse me, 10th among receivers.
Okay. So,
if how many catches do you think he'll have this year? Just throw a number out there. Anything you want.
Probably, I would say like 40 to 50, something right. like that.
Let's say 50 catches.
Mm-hmm.
If he has 50 catches this year, he will be 5th all time among receivers in receptions, that's only behind Marvin Harrison, Chris Carter, Larry Fitzgerald, and Jerry Rice.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
All right, Baltimore. They have a rookie tight end that had a really good preseason opener that I like a lot. Matt Hibner.
Okay.
He was a 4th-round pick.
Is that a fantasy look there? Should people be looking
there? Yeah, but you got to be in a deep league to be looking at him.
Dynasty?
Yeah, dynasty at the very end of your draft, maybe. I mean, they loved Isaiah Likely. They used him a lot. And they only replaced Isaiah Likely with 2 mid-round rookies.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark Andrews is old. So, yeah, like that's a guy. Jacoby Lane's the one who's been getting all the accolades. But Jacoby Lane, like the separation numbers in college, like I don't know. I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid on him right now. I think Baltimore's excited because they haven't had a good receiver outside of Zay Flowers in like 6 years.
Yeah.
So anybody's
an upgrade.
That's coming in and looking impressive, I think, was
one and done.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.